This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We're not only live on Radio K Pulpit and Radio Disa, also live on Facebook. So if you want to join our conversation, go and make sure to like our Radio K Pulpit Facebook page and join that conversation. On the line on this rainy Thursday morning, we can welcome Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Good morning, Wendy. Whenever we chat, it always seems to be cold and wet and rainy. How are you doing?
Good morning, Brad. Yes, that's very true, but I suppose it is winter, so we can't expect anything different.
Yeah, chances are good. You know, we'll connect on a wet Thursday morning. Wendy, my son and I have been kind of on this little, I don't even want to call it a reconnaissance. Wherever we go to the shop or wherever we go, we have a look and see how many of these fridges, branded fridges, we can spot shoved in sometimes in supermarkets in the most unusual places. Between the deli and the bakery, there was a small gap and they stuck a narrow little fridge in it full of energy drinks. When you see people in the queue at the supermarket, they've got one or two or three tins. It seems to be a bit of a craze.
It definitely does. And I know I've been at the supermarket and I've looked for water and you can't find water, but you can find energy drinks and all sorts of other things. Which is, there's a little bit disappointing. So we definitely know what's being marketed out there.
So the thing when it comes to, and you've used the word marketed, we end up, it's the thing that everybody seems to be drinking. It's a fad. It's a thing. We're not exactly sure why. We all feel tired. So this is probably going to help us. We didn't sleep more than enough. Stayed up binge watching series. Only way we're going to make it, coffee and energy drinks. But that's not really a smart way to go about taking care of your health.
No, it isn't. And if we think about the consequences of what they actually do, it does the opposite of what we're hoping. And, you know, there are definitely going to be health consequences, especially if we are consuming them in large quantities. And some people are drinking more than one a day, but even one a day is potentially, you know, too much. So I think we do need to look at what is it, what is going on, what does it do to our bodies, and what would be alternatives?
So just tell us straight out. Are they bad? And if so, why?
Well, in my opinion, they are bad. And they are harmful for several reasons. So I've got a couple that we can discuss here. But if we just think about their high caffeine content, some of them are very high in sugar, and the mental and emotional effects that they have on us, there are fairly good reasons for us to be thinking about whether we want to consume them or not.
I've seen in the gym where I am daily, the high school boys that come in just after school finishes, they love them a tin of this and they're all standing together having it. But I've also seen they have one of these and then they also take some pre-workout powder. I'm just thinking this sounds to me like one caffeine high that is not doing your body any good.
No, you might feel like it gives you a burst of energy, but it does create all sorts of other symptoms. So it overstimulates the nervous system. Obviously, there's a very high caffeine content in these drinks. Many of these energy drinks contain 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine per serving. So that's the equivalent of 2 to 3 cups of coffee. Nice. In one drink. So that's an incredible amount of caffeine in one go. And that overstimulation on the nervous system increases your heart rate, potentially your blood pressure as well. It can lead to anxiety and irritability. You mentioned the insomnia, and if we're not sleeping well already and you're taking energy drinks, you're potentially, you know, exacerbating those symptoms. And then some people get heart rhythm disturbances, you know, so you have heart palpitations, and it can trigger underlying heart conditions as well if you are overdoing it on the caffeine.
There's not only caffeine in these energy drinks. What are some of those other stimulants we have to keep an eye out for?
Well, some are not necessarily always labeled, but they're things like guarana, taurine, ginseng. So added to all of these caffeine products, you can have a much higher expression of those symptoms.
I've noticed there are a number of them on the shelves that carry the sugar-free label. So now we're seeing some sugar-free and those with sugar. What do those levels look like?
So if we're looking at those that contain sugar, they probably have about 20 to 30 grams or more of sugar per can. So that's more than in a can of Coca-Cola or, you know, some of your other sugary drinks. And They obviously can lead to weight gain and obesity, your insulin resistance, your increased type 2 diabetes, and then obviously tooth decay.
And if we're saying, well, I'll go for the sugar-free option, what is in that sugar-free option?
Well, the sugar-free options will contain artificial sweeteners, and those can cause gut irritation symptoms. They also disrupt the signaling in the brain. We have discussed artificial sweeteners before in some of our podcasts, but basically, because they're non-nutritive sweeteners, your brain still thinks it's hungry, and so you can overeat. So all of these other things apply as well. So there can still be weight gain, there can still be obesity, and there can still be insulin resistance.
So these energy drinks are going down the hatch because they want to be up and wakker. They're not sleeping well, so they need a little bit of a boost for the new day. But what are some of the other symptoms that energy drinks can cause in the midst of what you're hoping to achieve? A whole lot of other things seem to be happening.
Yeah. So if we think about the mental and the emotional effects, people can feel jittery, they can feel restless, as we mentioned earlier, anxious or irritable. It can cause poor concentration. So the very thing that you're hoping to do, it does the opposite. And then you have these mood swings and anxiety.
What about the ingredients in there? You've mentioned guarana and taurine. We've mentioned the caffeine, but are there other things in there as well that we need to be aware of? Could there be things that we're allergic to or could react to that we just don't even know about? Because let's be honest, I doubt we're reading the labels.
Exactly. And even if we are reading the labels, the labeling is often not transparent. So there could be herbal additives, stimulants that haven't been well studied, colorants, and these can interact with our medications or cause unexpected side effects. As you said, allergies, you don't necessarily know that you are sensitive to the blue coloring, and that could be a problem for you as well. So that could also be a stimulant in itself that could also make you feel anxious or jittery.
So you're saying one is more than enough, but we're seeing people are drinking way more than one, plus they're having coffee and regular Ceylon tea. I mean, that's a lot of caffeine in one day.
It is a lot of caffeine. It really is way too much. And if you think about the impact of that caffeine on the cardiovascular system, on the nervous system, it really is far too much for any one person to be consuming in a day.
We're talking about crazes and fads and things people do. We do things sometimes it's because everyone else is doing it. We don't think too much about it. The other thing is stepping into a pub or somewhere and then you're having something alcoholic topped up with an energy drink. That sounds like a cocktail for disaster.
Yes. So that really does, because there are some negative effects that come with that as well. So you've not only got the caffeine combination with the alcohol, but it gives the individuals that are drinking these drinks a false sense of sobriety. So you don't necessarily realize how inebriated you are. And you think you're fine to go and drive a car or to operate machinery or do whatever it is that you need to be doing. And you have a higher risk then for accidents, injuries, and those kind of things.
So you said caffeine is stimulating, and then you've also told us that alcohol is now a depressant. So obviously we're feeling we're okay, but we're not.
That's it, yes. So caffeine masks the feeling of intoxication, so the people will feel more alert than they really are, but their nervous system is depressed. So you can't actually react like you need to. So your reaction time is even slower than it would be if you were aware of the fact that you are actually inebriated. And that impairs our judgment. And then obviously you can also have an increased risk of alcohol poisoning because you're not aware of how much you're actually consuming.
Alcohol can dehydrate you, and caffeine probably does something quite similar. So, what's happening inside of our bodies in terms of good hydration when we're consuming those two things?
So they are both diuretics, and they're both very acidic. So in themselves, they're going to dehydrate our bodies. And so if we are in that, you're losing a lot of fluid, And the dehydration can increase your symptoms. You know, you can have headaches. If you do suffer from a hangover, if you've had too much, those symptoms can last a lot longer. And then obviously, if you're not even consuming the alcohol with it, the nausea, the fatigue and those things can last for a lot longer. And especially if you are having them frequently, you can have these withdrawal symptoms as well, which can lead to head nausea and fatigue as well.
Just as we wrap up for today, we'll continue with our part two next week around safer alternatives to energy drinks. Can you develop a dependency on these things, like an addiction to an energy drink?
Yes, you absolutely can, because they give you the same sort of sense of, well, you know, it gives you this this buzz, if you like, or a high. And if you're having them often, caffeine is an addictive substance. And so you can get addicted to it. You can feel like, well, I actually cannot engage socially, or I can't enjoy a party if I'm not having this extra stimulant, or I can't go to the gym, or I can't get through my day. We definitely can get addicted to it.
Yeah, maybe we should look at sleep next after this and say, surely if we're sleeping, why do we need to wake up and say, give me a coffee, give me an energy drink? Surely we should have got everything we needed from our sleep. So maybe that's where we need to head next. Dr. Wendy, what do you say?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good conversation to be having.
Yeah, we've got a part two of this coming up next week. Don't miss it. Energy drinks are not good for you. So you'll say, well, then what else must I have? We'll tell you. Come and join us again in a week. Massive thanks to Dr. Wendy Christen, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Here's to a great Thursday. Thanks for everything, Wendy.
Thanks, Brad. Have a great day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.